Now, verse 18, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, that is, we just barely made it. The righteous are only saved by the death of Christ and their faith in Christ. That's the only way we ever got saved. We just barely made it, friends. When I look back at my life and during the time of my recuperation, my wife and I went back and talked about our past life, and we really got acquainted. I kidded her. I said, "My, I'm just now coming to know you, and I think maybe we ought to get married now that I know you." But I said to her, when I look back at my life, the way I started off, got on the wrong track, wrong foot, why, it's nothing but a miracle that God ever saved me. I just scarcely made it. And you remember John Wesley? He spoke of himself as a brand plucked from the burning. You see, John Wesley, when he came to this country, and I've told this little story before, I have it in a biography of John Wesley, and when he came to this country, he was not saved. He was not a Christian. He made the statement, "I came to America to convert Indians, but who's going to convert John Wesley?" And he met at the governor's court in Georgia, one of the noblemen of Great Britain, one of the lords that had been sent over to administer that area. And he was a very wealthy man with a name, and he'd married a beautiful young wife. Well, here's John Wesley at that court. And you know what happened. That young woman and that young man began to eye each other. And John Wesley must have fallen in love with her. He wanted her to leave and go with him out and live among the Indians. Thought he was a Christian and a missionary. And the story is told of how she sent him back to England. She said, "John, this won't work. I love you and I'll always love you. But God has called you to do something for him." She was a Christian. And she sent him back to England. And they said that he started to get on the gangplank three times and started to walk back. And she motioned him to go. And he went back to England. One night walking down Aldersgate, he went upstairs and he heard this man speaking on Galatians. And he could write later in his journal, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt that I did trust Christ, Christ alone for my salvation. And that was given to me. An assurance there that he had forgiven me of my sins." Now, if the righteous scarcely be saved, a brand plucked from the burning, what Paul says, where shall the ungodly and this sinner appear? If you're listening to me today and not a Christian, if Vernon McGee just barely made it, and I only made it but trust in Christ, how do you think you're going to make it? May I say to you, not but one hope. And you can just scarcely be saved. And that is only one way. The Lord Jesus said, "I'm the way."